Listener supported. WNYC Studios. From WNYC, welcome back to Snap Judgment, the end of the rainbow episode. My name is Lim Washington, and today we're looking at people lucky enough to get a version of their fondest desires. In our next piece, walks the gossamer thread between truth and imagination, a brand new radio play inspired by author Kelly Link. Snap Judgment. Hello?
Hey, why would anyone need three jars of maraschino cherries?
What you doing?
Clearing out the fridge.
We've been through this. Your roommate is crazy. Find another place.
Some of us can't afford our own places.
Then some of us better not complain.
Ugh. You are so annoying.
You call me!
So, what's your point?
Well, now that I have you, I started writing a story.
Oh, yeah? You know, I just finished another chapter. I'm sending it to my agent later today.
Okay, cool. So, I got this idea last night. I was on the BART, about to go back across the bay, and I look across the car, and there's this woman. She's super hot. She's got this hair, blonde hair. She looks at me, smiles, and winks at me. And she looks just like Beyonce.
I don't think Beyonce is getting off at West Oakland.
Well, think again. Because she gets off at my station. And now I'm walking with her. She stops in front of my building.
She must have thought you were super creepy.
I'm a creep for going home.
I mean, didn't she think you were following her? She didn't freak out?
No. We get to the building. Go up the stairs. And understand this. She lives on my floor.
How convenient.
Hush. I'm telling you, we stop in front of her door, which is right across the hallway from my door.
So there's a point to this story.
And she winks goodnight to me, and then she flickers. Like she's made out of a hologram.
Like Beam Me Up Scotty?
Like Help Me Obi-Wan Kenobi. Like she's a projection. She's flickering, and then she turns silent again like a real person. And then she unlocks her door and leaves me in the hallway.
So you didn't get invited inside?
I could have, if I wanted to. It was just weird. I don't know.
I've been in love with Jack for what feels like forever. I met him at one of his readings. I brought his first book, dog-eared and taped together. I waited in line for him to sign it, and when I held it out, he smiled at me, laughed a little. He said, "No one reads this book." And then he asked me out for a drink. Here's the thing about Jack. He doesn't really have the looks, but he's commanding. He took me for cocktails and told me about a woman he was sending anonymous love letters to. I felt invisible. Jack became my mentor, slashing my stories apart, writing mean, flirty comments in the margins. I wanted him bad. Still do, I guess. But he slowed down, and his agent has warned him that if he doesn't write another book in the next year, he's dropping them. And the thing is, I'm speeding up. I've got an agent now too, a friend of Jack's. And I've got a novel. But I still call Jack daily. Like a reflex.
Hello?
I didn't need that check.
I know. I was worried. With the roommate.
I ripped it up.
A thank you would have been nice.
You know, you never give me any credit. You know I just got my advance, right? I'm actually okay, if you can believe it. I'm good.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you see your new neighbor Beyonce recently?
Yeah. Actually, I was gonna say she knocked on my door yesterday and asked to borrow a cup of sugar.
That's original.
Didn't recognize me though, so I didn't bring the other night up.
So you gave her the sugar.
But when I go to shut the door, I watch her through the peephole.
Gross.
No. Look at here. She ate all the sugar. I watched her down the whole cup.
What?
I know. Get this. Then she knocks on my door again. When I open it, she just walks in, pours herself a drink. My best whiskey. And we drank like half the bottle. And then just start making out. Going for it. Amazing. I mean, she's amazing. She smelled like fresh laundry. And she tasted like cherries. And I go to, you know, and it's smooth down there.
Oh, no. It's called the Brazilian.
No. It was like Barbie smooth. There was nothing going on, you know, down there.
TMI, man. TMI. I don't think you're doing it right.
I look at the Beyonce lady, and she just gets up and walks out.
Smart woman.
Kyle, I'm telling the truth.
Okay, Jack.
Kelly used to flip when I told her I'd met someone, been with somebody. She'd be like, let's blow everything off and go to Vegas. Let's get married by three Elvises. And I would always change the subject, take her to dinner, end the night with maybe a kiss on the cheek, a little too close to her lips. But I never gave her an in. I would have never before tonight. Because tonight she just didn't seem to care. Now I'm just sitting here at my computer, cursor blinking, ready for words, and all I can think about is whether or not she's jealous. Which is stupid, right? Because of course she's jealous.
Hello?
Jack, I saw them.
Who?
The Beyonce women.
Women? You saw more than one?
Yeah. I was leaving my agent's office, got into the elevator. There were 11 women in there. I counted. 11 Beyoncés. I get in and they stop talking. They're just there, breathing. Like together, perfectly in time. And they smell the same, like detergent.
Yes. That's what she smells like, my neighbor.
Their smell. That smell, it got more and more intense. It made my head hurt. So I closed my eyes just for a second. I thought. Because when I woke up, I was alone. And on the top floor of the building, there was a bunch of construction stuff everywhere, like drills and paint cans. And there was just no one.
Where'd they go?
I have no idea.
In the morning, right?
I'm still working on that sci-fi story.
Jesus, that's it? I thought you were in an accident or something. You woke me up.
I just want to talk.
I gotta go.
Why? Somebody there?
Yeah.
Who?
I met him at the bar. After my reading, a bunch of us went out.
Oh. I'm sorry. I totally forgot.
It's okay. It was a good turnout, actually. Anyway, I gotta go.
Wait. I want to ask you, are you okay?
I
mean, since them Beyonce fembots.
Oh, that. Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow. Brunch?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I'll call you.
Okay, well, call me, all right? Bye.
I wake up the man in my bed and ask him if he's ever slept with a blonde. He asks me if this is one of those jokes, and I say no. The man says to me, "You're kind of a blonde." And I choke out a laugh, because it's true. At first I thought maybe I was starting to go gray, but the hair is yellow. The color of honey, I mean. I've been finding blonde hairs on my pillow, and there's more and more of it every day. My skin smells so clean. and I'm losing hair where I shouldn't be losing hair. The man in my bed said something stupid like, "I like what you got going on down there." And I rolled my eyes.
Hey, it's Kelly. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Hey, it's Kelly. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Hey, it's Kelly. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Damn it, Kelly. Answer the door. Kelly, I just need to see you.
Hello.
You're here? Let me in.
Jack?
Yeah. Why don't you text me back? I'm freaking out. After you said you weren't alone that night.
Hey there.
What happened to you?
You want some lemonade?
What happened to your hair? How you drink this? It's way too sweet.
Jack, let's sit down.
Kelly, you're scaring me to death. What happened? Why'd you disappear?
You know, I've been thinking about that sci-fi story you were writing.
You mean somebody called the cops? Are you all right?
I really think you should just give up on that one.
What?
You know, you shouldn't write sci-fi. You're a serious writer.
You don't want me to write about fembots.
I don't know what you mean by that. You're so silly.
Kelly, what's going on? What'd they do to you?
Jack, don't you like my hair?
It's not true, Snappers. It's not. Fembots are not taking over the world. And that's because the piece was 100% fiction from the mind of Kelly Link. Adapted, directed, and produced by Mark Wistich and Eliza Smith. Original score and sound design by Pat Macedi Miller. Voice actors were Joyce Lee and yours truly. Find all things Kelly Link on our website, snapjudgment.org.